Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in your federal or state income taxes, I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS, with their Fresh Start initiative, is offering more flexible terms to Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. They can help you lift your wage garnishments, stop bank levies, and put your tax problem behind you once and for all. If you owe tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars to the IRS or state, our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, we can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your debt for far less than what you owe. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome to the Ray program, beginning another hour of Money Power. Look at them out there doing the wave. I love that. I love it when y'all show up in studio to watch and listen to the Ray Lucia Show live on Business Talk Radio and Biz TV, all of that stuff. And a great program scheduled for you today. I asked Lynn Rowe to stick around. We had an interesting conversation, Lynn, did we not?
We did.
Last hour, and continuing with the TV viewers, which I will get to momentarily. We also started talking about many of the retirement risks that exist out there. And I've written about, you know, 5 or 10 of these, but there's evidently 18 of them. Now, I promise not to bore you by going through each and every one of them in great detail, but it's stuff you need to know. You need to know about this stuff. If you're planning to retire someday, or if you're already in retirement. But we start today with a conversation that began last hour based on an email we received from Kristen from Littleton, Colorado, who was asking about her father, who's not married today. She's in line to inherit his assets. But she brought up the fact that if he were to remarry, would the living trust still hold up and her inherit the assets? I've asked Lynn Rowe to stick around because I want to talk about this because this is important and it may affect you. So sit back, folks. Relax. Or get stressed out like me. I don't care if you're relaxed or not. The Ray Revolution is starting right now. So Chris Janikas was standing over here, right?
Yes.
And he gave me the look, like, from our last segment, the last hour. Like, are you kidding me? Did what you just say really make sense? So I better bring this up for everyone to understand. What I think Chris, he didn't say anything. I just got the look from him, like, what the hey, dude? Yeah, exactly. That's Janikas, if you know the guy. No, he's a terrific guy. But anyway, and he runs the whole show around here, so I got to be nice to him. Otherwise, he could fire me. But we were talking about this Kristen email. I didn't want to do a whole show on it, but it's so critically important. She's talking about how her dad's divorced.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Now, he's set up a living trust, names young Kristen, his daughter, as the beneficiary, if you will, and the successor trustee of the living trust. In other words, she's going to get all the money when he croaks. But then she asks a pretty obvious question. What if Pops gets remarried to some chickaroo that's maybe half his age? Okay, enough. Which you see sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got some bucks.
Sure.
And some nice 24-year-old sweeps him off his feet. I'm teasing, but it's happened before. Will she still get the money?
Mm.
And it should be noted that any assets that you accumulate prior to your marriage in a community property state are your sole and separate assets. So the new spouse isn't going to get them. Now, it gets a little complicated when you own a home in a community property state. And then you, and we'll say wife, because this guy's a father. So this guy and his new wife are both working and both contributing their money, even if he's just the one that's working. Remember, in a community property state, if I'm working and my wife stay at home, it doesn't matter, because basically half of what I earn is hers anyway. So both of us are contributing community funds to pay for the house.
Right.
So now all of a sudden that house sort of becomes quasi community property. Now granted, whatever it's worth up to the date of our marriage is what it's worth. I could secure, more than likely, in a court of law, if it's ever questioned, that appreciation up to that point. But from that point forward, any appreciation is going to be split like 50-50. So that's one thing that someone like Kristen, and if you're in a community property state, of which there are 11 or 12 of them, you might be interested to know that that is indeed the case. But there's something else that has nothing to do with community property, and that is with retirement plans. And this is where it gets a little tricky for Kristen. So when you have a living trust, yes, if the living trust is named as the beneficiary of an asset, then yes, it's going to flow through the living trust just like you designed it. Now, Lynn, in your career as a CFP, how many unfunded living trusts did you come across?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, it was the lion's share of them, right?
Oh, it was. It was. And you know, Ray, you bring up a good point. I mean, oftentimes we'll see somebody forget to change the beneficiary from an ex-spouse to the new spouse and disinherit. So what are the, I mean, what are the odds that that could happen with Kristen?
Yeah. So in other words, when you do a living trust, especially if you go to one of these, you know, trust-in-the-box plans, where you don't actually transfer the assets. You think just because you have a document and you haven't transferred your life insurance policies in, you didn't transfer title of the house in, you didn't transfer, you know, title to your other real estate in, you didn't transfer your brokerage account in and all that stuff.
Right.
The living trust does nothing.
Right.
Nothing. It doesn't avoid probate. It doesn't do anything unless it's funded. Now, there's something that circumvents even a living trust, and that is a direct beneficiary designation. If I own a life insurance policy and I name my wife as the beneficiary and we get divorced and I marry some other 24-year-old. No, I don't, my wife isn't 24. No, just kidding. We've been married 43 years. It ain't happening, all right? But if I did and my ex-wife now is the beneficiary of the life insurance policy, guess what? She's getting the money.
Yeah.
She is a direct benefit. She is getting the money. This has been tried and true. She's getting the money.
Yep.
Now, there's one other thing that you need to know about in this divorce scenario with respect to retirement plans. Let's use me again. I'm married. I have four kids. I name my wife and I get divorced. We split the assets. I keep the 401k plan. I name my four kids as the beneficiary of my 401k plan. 5-10 years goes by, I'm 75 years old, a 35-year-old says, hey, this guy's got a couple of bucks, and she nuzzles up to me and thinks she's gonna marry me for my money. And I say, okay, well, I like the idea of having a 35-year-old on my arm. That sounds like a fun gig. So here I am, and I'm saying, she ain't getting my 401k because I named my kids as the beneficiary, right? So we get married, a couple years goes by, I get hit by a bus, boom. Who's getting the 401k money, Lynn?
Well, she has a claim.
She does have a claim.
She has a claim.
Under federal law.
That's right.
Even though it's the only thing that I've seen in all of my years in doing this, where if I name a direct beneficiary, federal law overrides that because they were worried about spouses being disinherited.
That's correct.
And so federal law steps in, and my new spouse, the 35-year-old that didn't marry me for my looks and certainly didn't marry me for my waistline, married me for my money, even though the bulk of my money was in 401k assets, and I thought that money was going to go to my four kids, who, by the way, all four of them are older than this 35-year-old, which happens frequently.
Yeah.
It really does. And I'm not making fun. I'm just saying that in the grand scheme of things, you need to have a planner involved with you who understands this, someone like you, Lynn Rowe.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point because obviously he doesn't want to disinherit his daughter. He certainly wants to, you know, if he remarries and he's with someone that you know, maybe they may be together for quite a while, he doesn't want to leave her in the lurch either. One of the ways that he can sort of even things up is with life insurance.
Right? Oh, I'm glad you brought that up because that's an easy fix.
It's an easy fix.
Because remember, after the marriage, post-nuptially, after the marriage, in order to mitigate this risk of having all the money go to the spouse, she's got to sign a form waiving her right to that money so that the kids can continue to receive that money. Well, if it's a $1 million 401k plan, she may be a tad bit reluctant to do that. So what Lynn Rowe just said is the solution. You go, honey, here's the deal. Sign this form, in return for which I'm going to take some of that money out and I'm going to buy a life insurance policy so you get tax-free money and the kids will get taxable money. So I'll buy a $500,000 life insurance policy because that's all you would net on it. And I'll name you as the direct beneficiary of the life insurance. The kids will get the $1 million 401k. They'll have to pay tax. The spouse won't. Solutions. There's 18 more of these when we come back.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams,
Don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May.
You know, there's several risks, in fact, specifically 18 risks that we all face in retirement. Many of them go ignored. We'll get a chance over the next several days to cover as many of these as possible. But I'll start today with risk number one. As we've discussed many times on this program, longevity risk. Here's what they say about longevity risk. No one can predict how long he will live. This complicates planning, since a retiree has to secure an adequate stream of income for an unpredictable length of time. Now, I went online the other day, and I'm supposed to live until age 83 and a half. Now, my mom died of an accident, for all intents and purposes, at about that age. If she hadn't have broken her foot and gone into the hospital, it's unclear as to whether or not there was something that happened in the hospital. I mean, I don't want to indict the hospital, by the way, but something did happen in the hospital, and it caused a kidney failure and all that stuff. I don't want to get into the specifics, but it's very, very tragic. But you don't usually die from a broken foot, is my point, and my mom did. My dad is pushing 91, and I don't know, if he were sitting here right now, you'd think he was healthier than me. So if you build a plan expecting to live to 83 and a half, and you live to 93 and a half, how are you going to fund that extra 10 years? According to the Social Security Commission, the average life expectancy for those still alive at 65 is 84 for males and 86 for females, hence my 83 and a half. But 1 in 4 will live past the age of 90, and 1 in 10 will live past the age of 95. How do you deal with that? What if you're the 1 in 10 that make it to 106? How do you finance that? Well, I was reading Advisor Perspectives this morning, June 21, 2016. So this is fairly recent. Retirement planning and the impact of investment market performance by Joe Tomlinson, who's one of these, you know, brainiacs, okay? And I won't get into the details. It's a very technical study. It's the kind of crap that I read that you don't want to bore yourself with, but I will cut to the chase. He looked at 5 different withdrawal strategies in retirement. A variable withdrawal strategy, 3-year smoothing. We don't need to go into the details of what all this means. We can save that for another show. You can email me if there's something that doesn't make sense to you. The Guyton-Klinger decision rules, adding a single premium immediate annuity to the mix, more bonds instead of a SPIA, single premium immediate annuity. Because we hear that all the time. Well, I'll just buy laddered bonds. I don't need that insurance company. Let me go through the failure rate percentages in a terrible stock market. 3% stock market real rate of return, which, by the way, many are predicting. Real means that's over and above the rate of inflation. So if inflation's 3% going forward, that would be a 6% nominal return for stocks, which at these valuations, some are saying that could happen. It could very light. It's happened before. And now with the Brexit, and you got all the confusion that's going on with the European Union and our stock market being pretty volatile lately, who knows? Who knows? And if you push the panic button and move money in and out, Dalbar has told us with a high degree of certainty that the average investor has only made about 3% over the last 20 years because they're trigger happy. So let's go through this. There we're looking at various scenarios of taking out of $1.5 million portfolio, $84,400 with variable withdrawals. The average bequest that was left over at the end, $643,000. But the failure percentage, and this is what's important, 51.5%. More than half of the people ran out of money. Okay, so half of them ended up with $643,000, but the other half were broke, bankrupt. Now, the three-year smoothing was even worse from a bequest standpoint, $629,000. But the failure percentage was better, but not by much. 49.3% failed.
No!
Exactly. I don't like those odds. Do you like those odds? With a 50% chance of failing? Using the decision rules, you can only take $80,200 out. So you're taking out a few grand less per year. That translated into a 736 bequest. But the failure rate was higher, 52%.
No!
More adding a single premium immediate annuity to the mix. Now, I've talked about this before. I don't like the guy that's advertising on television and radio telling you you're getting ripped off, because he's not right. He is not correct. Here's an academic study by Joe Tomlinson. You can look it up. Here's what they said. You can take $81,200 out. Now, you'd only leave a bequest of $464,000, which, granted, is a couple of hundred thousand less than the decision-making rules. Well, not quite, maybe $180,000 less. But that could be 30, 40 years from now. What's the failure rate? Zero. How's that? Adding a single premium immediate annuity to the mix. So the guy on TV says, no, give me your money. I'll put it in my pie chart. I'll do one of these other withdrawal strategies. I don't care which one. I've covered every one of them except one, which is instead of buying the annuity, give the money to that dude and put it in safe bonds instead. And your average bequest would be $566,000. Remember, the reason is if you die sooner rather than later, there's more money. But if you die later rather than sooner, your failure percentage is 46.1%.
No!
So the next time you see that TV commercial that says, well, you're probably getting ripped off, I want you to remember
that
virtually every academic study that I've seen on this subject, and there are dozens of them, say if you want to manage longevity risk, you buy an annuity. Now, he's going after separate annuities. He throws them all into a pot. They're not all made the same. Hire yourself a real financial planner that studies retirement for a living, and then see what that person has to say. Then call me and double check it. Be back.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solution Network. One quick no obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free no obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, member or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Welcome back, folks, to the Ray Program. Talking about one of the great risks in retirement planning, and that is the longevity risk. And I was just quoting a study from Joe Tomlinson, who, as I mentioned, is a brainiac who writes for Advisor Perspective, sort of an in-house thing that advisors read. But you can go online and subscribe yourself. It doesn't cost anything, I don't think. I don't remember paying anything for it. And he wrote Retirement Planning and the Impact of Investment Market Performance. And before the break, what I suggested is, if you're really concerned about the failure rate, and you should be, because failing in your retirement income projections means eating dog food someday. Yeah, you outlive your savings. And we're all living longer. We know that we're living about a year longer for every 3 years we're alive. So do the calculation. Murph, how long are you going to be alive there, buddy?
Hopefully a long time, Ray.
Hopefully a long time, because you're just a kid. You're a babe in the woods. You're still in diapers.
Well, so they say.
That's okay. Join the club. Here's what he had to say, Joe Tomlinson. The major challenge in building a sustainable retirement plan is the combination of low interest rates and stock market risk. Amplifying this challenge is the prospect of lower future equity returns and uncertainty about equity risk premium, ERP, ERP. Researchers have developed a number of different retirement withdrawal strategies to help manage investment risk. However, such strategies have not been adequately stress tested. And then he goes on to compare them under a stress test. And he went on to talk about how in the most aggressive stress test, he used market returns of 3% real returns, which he considers to be 15 to 20% likely to happen in our lifetime. So while the odds are against it, certainly the stress test is important, because if there's five people in the room and you're playing Russian roulette with one bullet and you're passing the gun around, I mean, it could be you, couldn't it? Here's what he said in his conclusion. I remember before the break, I talked about how the failure rate was 0%. When you added a single premium immediate annuity to the mix of assets. And I've discussed this many times before with dozens of academic research supporting me on my comments, by the way. They didn't support me. I'm supporting myself. But they're supporting the statement that adding an annuity to your portfolio, contrary to what you see on television, on the commercials, and on radio, on the commercials, totally contrary to academic research. And this is coming from a money manager who's pretty well read himself. But because the incentive for money managers is to receive assets under management compensation, 1-2% per year, they might discourage you from doing what every academic study that I've ever read suggests you should do. Add an annuity of sorts to your portfolio. A real financial planner will pull out the research and share it with you. If the money manager doesn't, hire a real financial planner. Here is what this fellow from Tomlinson Financial, who is a specialist in retirement planning and a real propeller head. I've read bunches of his stuff. In fact, even reading through this, my head was spinning a tiny bit, okay? Because it's complicated. So if all you do is read the intro and the conclusion, that's all you need. Because smart people do this stuff for a living for you. You don't need to educate yourself to where you can do a radio talk show on it. Just educate yourself so that you make good, sound financial and retirement decisions. That's all. Here's his conclusion. Quote, I've evaluated various retirement withdrawal strategies under stressful investment conditions that I consider to have a 15 to 20% chance of occurring given the combination of bond market conditions and the prospect of lower future returns for stocks and the uncertainty about the ERP, the equity risk premium. How much are you getting paid for the risk that you're taking? These are not extremely rare black swan conditions. In other words, we're not talking about something that happens once every 100 years. This could happen tomorrow. And it wouldn't be a black swan like we've experienced in the last 15 years, a couple of them. Strategies that work well when tested under a more favorable investment environment may not perform well under stress. Absolutely right. The banks are put through a stress test, not because normally they perform well. It's because when the EU breaks up, I mean, you already got the UK withdrawing. What's going to happen to the banks? Royal Bank of Scotland, I think, down 50%. So will they hold up under the stress tests? Will your retirement plan hold up under a stress test? Well, Joe Tomlinson did the study. And here's what he said. Utilizing SPIAs to generate additional lifetime income performs particularly well under this stress testing. Okay, so here's your decision. Do you want to take the chance? Do you want to take the chance that the money manager dudes and dudettes are right and they can milk more money in rates of returns, or that you will die soon enough to where their strategy will work for you? Or do you want to listen to the academic research? For example, let me give you another one. Here is academic research by FRC, Financial Research Corporation. Write it down. Go read the study. Income annuities improve portfolio outcomes in retirement. This is one of dozens. But what they said here, and the reason I've held on to this, I've talked about it before, I've held on to this study, almost carry it with me wherever I go, is because they debunk the notion that if you diss the money manager, not with all the money, give them some of it. But if you take that bond allocation and you allocate it to a life annuity, and you kick up a notch the amount of equities that you hold in your portfolio, because by producing this income, you get a higher distribution rate, which means it's fewer bonds you have to have in the portfolio, which means there's more stocks that you can add to the portfolio. So using that logic, and they went through an extensive academic study here. You can read it. It's, I don't know, 40, 50 pages long. Maybe not that many. Maybe it's 20 or 30 pages long. It looked like 40 or 50, but it's only 20 or 30 pages long. You can read that in 2 or 3 days because it's kind of complicated. Or like me, you speed read it. and just cut to the chase.
Can't do it.
Right. Yeah. Read the executive summary and the conclusion. You don't need to know all the, mathematics behind it. What do I know about, alphas and deltas and pi and all that stuff? Pi, I know a lot about pi. Different kind, though. But in the study, income annuities outperform portfolio outcomes in retirement by adding a percentage. And I believe from memory they used a 30 and a 40% allocation to lifetime income annuities. It improved the outcome not only for retirement, but it also improved the outcome for the heirs. It increased, not decreased, the amount of assets that are left over for the heirs. Now, that's a little bit different than Mr. Tomlinson's study, because he used a dismal rate of return for the stock market. One of those, unfortunate events where you have low returns and high inflation, or medium returns and medium inflation, but the real rate of return was in the 3-4% range. I'm sure FRC used a little bit higher real rate of return for their study. But this is incredible stuff that a really good best practices financial advisor can quote chapter and verse on. And that's what I would encourage you to find. Don't believe me? Don't trust me? Email me. I'll shoot you the information. Go to RayLucia.com.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Hey, welcome back, folks, to the Ray Program, bringing you the best in money information. I hope that you took copious notes today, because we covered some really, really important stuff.
Yes.
And there's more to come over the course of the next several weeks as we address each and every one of these retirement risks, a lot of which you probably have never even considered. Well, you're going to be considering them in the future. And frankly, it doesn't matter how old you are. You can be an old fogey like me. You can even be older than me. You still have to manage risk. You know, the very, very first thing I ever learned in financial planning, chapter 1, verse 1, in financial planning religion 101. First and foremost, you must manage risk. You don't know when the next black swan's going to hit. I just went through a scenario where he said it's not a black swan. It's not a 1 in 100. It could be a 20% chance of this happening to you. That's 1 in 5, folks. I don't like those odds. You like those odds? I don't like them.
No!
Unless, of course, it was the lottery.
Yes.
Let's do some emails, fellas. Hit it, Murph! There you go. Ron in Santa Rosa, California. Boy, this is an email that we had a similar one a week or two ago. Is there a way, and I get this question a lot, by the way, is there a way to convert some or all of one's IRA or 401k money into an insurance or an annuity contract so that it is not taxed? I turned 70 and a half in October. My RMD, required minimum distribution, is 53,000 buckaroos. That means this dude's got close to $1.5 million sitting in his 401k. Not bad. I plan to continue to work for the foreseeable future. I'm in the top tax bracket, both federal and state. Do you have any other suggestions to help lower my taxes? Well, let me answer the first question. No, there's no way to put money into an annuity inside your 401k and circumvent paying taxes. Money goes in pre-tax, it's coming out tax-free. Unless you put the money in post-tax, then a proportionate amount of that money coming out will be tax-free. I do have a suggestion, though. Have you noticed when you look at your portfolio how much of it has gone down lately? So listen, here's what I want you to do. You turn 70 and a half in October. That means you need a required minimum distribution for this year. Go search through your portfolio. Find stocks that you love that have gotten creamed. Maybe it's a bank stock. Maybe it's an international mutual fund. Maybe it's a small cap fund that's gotten destroyed. Who knows? The markets have been absolutely hammered lately. Distribute the mutual fund, the stock, in kind. You understand what that means? You actually distribute shares of the stock or shares of the mutual fund. You don't take cash. You distribute the stock. So you distribute 100 shares of XYZ, 50 shares of ABC, and the assets come out to you. You make plenty of money, just pay the tax out of your pocket. Here's what happens. Let's say you distributed $53,000 worth of stock and satisfied your required minimum distribution. That $53,000 worth of stock grows over your lifetime, and you don't need the money, you die. What happens to all of that appreciation? You know what the tax bill is? Zero. So you pay a little tax today. It's lower than it would have been a few weeks ago because the market's down. So you save that money, and all future appreciation, when given to your heirs, is tax-free. That's how you beat the uncle at his own game. Now, there are tax shelters you can look at. Most of them don't make sense. I mean, really, seriously, most of them don't. There are a couple I'm remiss to even think about them on the air because somebody might get a harebrained idea and go out and try it. Talk to a really, really competent financial advisor, sort of the theme of this and every show, who specializes in this field. And then, if you need a second opinion, shoot me an email. Because if it sounds too good to be true or looks a little too flaky, I'll let you know. Let's go to Dolores, boys, next in Palm Beach, Florida. I have a small amount of money coming from an ESOP, an employee stock ownership plan, which is kind of like a profit sharing plan or a retirement plan. What is a good strategy for investing it? Well, it's in stock right now. I could put it in my existing 401k, or I'm considering rolling it to an IRA or something. I'd consider rolling it. You know, you control a lot more, including the expenses. Some 401k plans are actually far more costly. And if you tuned into one of my shows last week, we talked about a lot of these hidden charges in mutual funds. You could buy ETFs. You could put your money in separately managed accounts. You could buy individual bonds or individual stocks and probably save a bundle of money. So rolling it into an IRA could make sense. I don't know what your tax bracket is, but also converting to a Roth can make sense. You could potentially buy real estate. There's so many things, Dolores, that you can do. You could leave it in the 401k too. It's just not one of my favorite things to do. Not only from an expense standpoint, but if, for example, you were going to purchase a home for the first time, I don't know what your situation is, you get to use $10,000 from your IRA, and you don't have to pay any penalties. There's also provisions if you get disabled, you get sick, and so forth. And the other thing that you can do is you can time certain Roth conversions. Maybe you can control how much income you make. I don't know. Do I have time to do another one, boys?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Ann in Seattle, Washington. I don't have any small cap value in my portfolio. What's the best way to add it? And why percentage do you recommend? I think they mean what percentage do you recommend? I know the why, and so do you. You've heard me talk about a small cap value tilt on this program. Now, again, when we talk about this stuff, we're talking about a 20, 30-year time horizon because you may have gotten your lunch handed to you on a silver platter in small cap in the last few weeks, and it's likely to happen over and over again. But you take a look at what happens over 15, 20, 30 years, small cap value tends to outperform just about everything. And by tilting your portfolio, you end up with a better rate of return. Sometimes it even minimizes your risk to a certain extent. I would use a separate account manager or a mutual fund, small cap value mutual fund, preferably some kind of a small cap value index or ETF. Go online, you can find them, or this competent advisor can help you.
Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.